Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
We plan for a variety of reasons. Planning gives us a path to take, goals to achieve. It helps us to be accountable for what we do and gives us the best possible chance to use the resources that we have. So, what happens when the plan doesn't work? In life, if it hasn't happened already, plans will fail. Whatever the reason might be for their failure, it's important to remember that it's not the end of the world. Of course, it can be disappointing having planned something and it not work out the way you'd hoped, but that just gives further support to the necessity of a second plan. Your plan B. As we've said many times before, life is unpredictable, and you never know what's around the corner. So, giving yourself a chance to be prepared by having a plan B might just give you the control and security that you're after. So, what makes a good plan B? And do they really work? Well, having a backup isn't that difficult to achieve. When you're creating a plan, whether it's a study guide, an event, a party, or just your daily life, you're already coming up with multiple ideas. The plan you end up going with is just the best one. This could be because it's the most practical, or it's just your favourite. But you'll definitely have more than one option to choose from. Because of this, it makes sense to ensure that you've got a backup ready. You might not need it, but then again, who knows what could happen. Like I've said, creating one plan and coming up with ideas naturally leads to and encourages more ideas to form. Most people tend to base their plans off of one of two things: what will be the best outcome, or what is the most convenient. When you're coming up with these outcomes alongside other possibilities, you're organically evaluating all the routes and paths available to you. And if you're able to do this successfully, you'll be touching upon your analytical mindset. Life is full of hurdles that need jumping, problems that need solving, information that needs breaking down. And these difficulties can be found in all areas of life. Your analytical mindset can help solve these issues. Having an analytical mindset means you ask questions. You want to know why and how things happen to better prepare yourself and improve your knowledge overall. Having a plan B helps to improve this. You naturally look at what can be done, assessing the likelihood against the outcome, as well as the difficulties that might come as a result. But this isn't just the only helpful benefit of having a second plan. Time is crucial when it comes to planning. Oftentimes, plans that we make are heavily linked to the time that we have. I have to do this by then. If I spend an hour doing this, this will give me 2 hours to do that. You get the picture. The thing is, whilst a few lucky people will be very adept at making plans up on the spot, most of us don't have this ability. We need to, and more importantly, have to, manage our time sensibly to get the most from it. If your plan A fails because life throws a spanner in the works, and you don't have a plan B, you might be a bit lost, unsure as to where to go and what to do. the time that you're now spending hastily coming up with an alternative that's neither thorough nor really wanted is just a waste of time. By assuming that your first plan will fail, and thinking of a second plan to compensate, means that we can make the most of our time and not end up wasting it when things don't go the way we want. And planning gives us confidence. Just think for a moment about the last time you were nervous about something. It could have been a test, going somewhere, meeting and talking to someone who could change your life. Whatever it is, just think about it. Now think about whether you planned for it or not. Was there any thought that went into it, or did you wing it? The chances are, if you felt nervous and you had zero confidence, then you probably didn't plan. And if you did, it wasn't the strongest. We as humans understand that in order to progress at any stage in life, in any area, that we need to move forward. When you're confident, moving forward and getting over things, and just becoming a better version of yourself can all be achieved. If you're lacking in confidence, self-belief, it's very easy to get stuck in the same place. And when that happens, it can be even harder to get going again. When you plan, and you've got a clear vision, and this goes for however many plans you might have, you can feel more confident. You've got a path that you can take, actions that need to be done, a goal that needs to be achieved. When you're confident, life can be easier, and you can gain confidence through planning. So, the more plans you have, the better. So where are Plan Bs most effective? Like I've said, they're not always needed. They aren't the most important thing in certain situations. But if you like being organised in any walk of life, then of course you might end up having a backup for everything. But the reality is that in everyday life, whereby things need to be done but they're of no urgency, just reinforces the idea that we don't need them all the time. Having said that though, there are situations where it's heavily advised to have them. We all know that finding employment can be a struggle for some, and this can be made even more difficult if there's a certain type of job that you want, or whether it's in a certain industry. Having a plan B when it comes to your employment is a very, very good idea. The chances of being hired are dependent on many things like your level and skill set, what the company and business are looking for, as well as how many people you're actually going against. Having a plan B works well in this scenario because the final decision is out of your hands. And on top of that, it does all the things that we just spoke about. You can walk into future interviews knowing what it could possibly lead to, should you get it. Should you not get it, you know where you need to go or what you need to do in order to progress. And job interviews can be very scary events for some people. But if you plan for it, you can walk in there with confidence. But having a plan B isn't all about your work and career. It can be about your everyday life as well. We've all got goals and ambitions that we want to achieve, but sometimes, just like anything in life, they don't always work out. It's easy to drop your head and think negatively when this happens, but planning for it can allow for a quicker, more resilient bounce back. Failure is a part of life, and we'll all go through it at some point to some degree. So plan for the failure to ensure that it doesn't hit you as hard as it could. One of the best things about planning is that we have to do it from an early age. At some point in life, we'll all have to sit tests and exams, and they're a big part of our lives. They can decide if you get into college, depending on your career, potentially your future job. Regardless of whether you think tests are good signs of knowledge, shouldn't take away from the fact that you should still try your hardest to do well. And just like job interviews, people act very differently in exam situations. Some are confident and some are terrified. There's nothing wrong with feeling these emotions, but if you're aware of your own worries beforehand, you can be better prepared for what's to come. The plan you create could determine how much revision you do, could look at what you should do if you fail, or, and hopefully, what to do next when you pass. The more prepared you are for the variety of situations that can come, the better your performance might be. And finally, just because not every moment and decision in your everyday life doesn't require a plan B, doesn't mean that they're useless to have. Of course, there are going to be moments when having a plan B is important. Trying to get a mortgage, finding insurance, managing your personal finances are all very important areas of adult life, because they can greatly impact the way in which you live. This is why it's so important to have a backup for these events. Look at all the outcomes, all the possibilities, all the challenges. If you do that, you might end up saving yourself from a difficult situation. Do something about it and give your plan a plan. Planning is more important than you might think. It structures us, motivates us, and manages to calm us at the same time. But life has plans of its own. Not everything is going to be smooth sailing. There are going to be bumps in the road all throughout your life. So, if you want to ride these bumps and come out on top, then next time you've got something on your mind that you want or needs to be done, then you might think twice about making just one plan. Thank you for listening to this Life Skills podcast, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.